And it's now time for AM Delish. And today we're making a quick and delicious baked sago pudding. Ashley, how delicious does that sound?
Oh, and you know, and the weather.
With the weather,
so
no.
It's cloudy. Imagine something warm. I'm now hungry.
We're hungry.
Thank you, Sam.
So the ingredients, 100 grams of sago, 750 ml of milk, 1 cinnamon stick, 2 eggs, 100 grams of sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 25 grams of butter, and a pinch of salt. Okay, and this is how you make it. First, preheat your oven to 180 degrees Celsius. In your saucepan, combine the sago, milk, cinnamon stick, and a pinch of salt. Let it sit for about 30 minutes to allow the sago to absorb the milk. After that, bring the mixture to a boil over medium heat. Reduce the heat and simmer, stirring continuously until the sago is transparent. This should take about 15 minutes, then remove the cinnamon stick. While the sago is simmering, whisk together the eggs, sugar, and vanilla essence in your mixing bowl. Gradually add a bit of the warm sago mixture to the egg mixture, whisking as you go. This process is called tempering and prevents the eggs from scrambling when you add them to the hot sago mix. Add and then stir in the butter, milk, and whisk until it combines. Pour the pudding into your baking dish and pop it into the oven. Bake the for about 30 minutes until the top is golden brown. Sprinkle a bit of ground cinnamon on top for garnish, and voila, your sago. Oh my god. I think it's eggs on my mind. So voila, your sago pudding is ready, and enjoy. Now honestly, I won't lie guys, that threw me off a bit because I'm so incredibly hungry right now.
please don't.
And you know what I would do, guys, and this is just my unpopular opinion, I would add extra cinnamon into this because I love cinnamon.
Cinnamon girl, just like Lana's song.
I love cinnamon in everything, Amashley. Like absolutely everything. I have cinnamon in my coffee as well.
In your coffee?
Yes.
What about honey in your coffee or tea?
I love honey as well.
But cinnamon?
Cinnamon. Even when I'm making a cup of rooibos, so I don't have any milk or honey or sugar in rooibos. So I just add a few cinnamon sticks, you know, while it's really piping hot and boiling. And so the cinnamon sort of infuses into the rooibos. And I have that, and it's absolutely delicious.
That's an addiction.
Okay, we're going to be back with lots more. Don't go anywhere. Lotus FM. Yeah. Share the experience.